This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. And remember and honored the people who served this country in the many, many wars, so many of them losing their lives so we could celebrate the freedoms that we have here on really in the best country still on the face of the earth, in my opinion, even if we're frustrated by some of what happens and how it percolates and it's part of our water cooler conversation. I get it and I feel you and I'm right there with you, but it's because of those brave souls that we have gotten to enjoy the kind of lives so many of us have. And I really feel that deeply every single Memorial Day. When I used to live where I grew up, there was a memorial walking distance from my house. When I was a kid, I used to walk by, and I remember I'd ask my mom about it, and she'd tell me it was important, and she'd say, look, your great-grandfather's on that, on the list, on the granite stone, and it was three stone kind of thing with flags around it, and I just thought that was just so cool, because it was there in the middle of a park that was right in our path, not far from our house, and I would never realized what that meant and what it was. And there were those kinds of celebrations, I think, across the nation in those kind of parks where there are memorials honoring people from your nook or cranny that gave their lives and sacrificed the ultimate to protect us here in the United States. So once again, as we pass through another Memorial Day, thank you to all of those who have served and survived and those who didn't survive and their families for what they ultimately sacrificed. In the meantime, it was a weekend where, in the world of sports, because some people catch up in the world of sports, we had an interesting finish to the Indy 500. I actually watched I used to watch the Indy 500 a lot, and I've been there a couple of times. But the end of the Indy 500 was pretty emotional, pretty interesting, and it's all those lap changes that, you know, make it, I think, so fascinating to see. And for the first time ever, Takuma Sato became the first Japanese driver to win the race, and almost passed by Helio Castroneves, an very experienced driver, but he had the right stuff and won the race. But how about that? It was a race that was also marred by a couple of crazy crashes. Nobody killed or seriously injured in them, and thank goodness for that. Also, Memorial Day means that it is the official welcoming in, I think, of super big backyard celebrations, families getting together and firing up the barbecue. Not that you couldn't do that any other time as well, but it just becomes bigger. It's the season of the hot dog, right? And it's interesting because I was looking at statistics, and Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day, that's where the majority of hot dogs are eaten. And how many hot dogs are eaten during that time, the number is staggering. The number is staggering of what they say hot dog wise Americans eat. Are you ready for this? They're saying that Americans will eat 7 billion hot dogs, and that started this past weekend from Memorial Day through Labor Day in September. If you figured that out, that would be 818 hot dogs per second and more than a third of the hot dogs eaten per year. I don't know. A cold drink and a dog. When I think of hot dogs, I think of ballparks. I think of watching ball games, whether it's just on a field somewhere or if it's at a professional park somewhere. But regardless, maybe you were one of those people that had a hot dog. How do you like your hot dog? With mustard? With relish? Plain? Anybody eat plain hot dogs? My nephew eats plain hot dogs. I like sauerkraut and relish and onions on my hot dogs. It wasn't about what barbecue he went to or what he ate at the restaurant he might have gone to, but Tiger Woods was pulled over in Jupiter, Florida, near his home at 3 o'clock in the morning this past Memorial Day, and he was charged with DUI / drugs is kind of what the statement was released. Tiger Woods says it was just a reaction to all the prescription meds that he's on because of the back surgeries that he's had, and he's fresh off of another back surgery. Will that work or not? He's saying, look, alcohol was not involved in this DUI arrest. He issued a statement and talked about it, and not too much more is known. I think more will come out. He had a terrible mugshot that was taken of him, and that was pumped out all over the place. And then that's what you hear, is he was pulled over, and he was in custody for 7 hours. So pulled over at 3, released just before 11 in the morning on Monday. And his statement, in his statement, he said, I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibility. But I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly. I cooperated fully with law enforcement in Jupiter, Florida. People are either going to really super buy that or not. I mean, regardless, it's about endorsements, and will he keep his endorsements, because he still has a lot of pretty big endorsements? Will we ever see him play golf again? You know, who knows the answer to that question? We certainly do not know the answer to that question. But I think within the next couple of days, we'll hear much, much more. Overseas, there was a crazy story that I would say also trended pretty hot, meaning people were paying attention to it. And the story is a sad story about a tiger killing a UK zookeeper in an enclosure. And it was a zookeeper who was believed to have a great relationship with lions and tigers, but a tiger killed the zookeeper at Hamerton Zoo Park near Cambridge on Monday morning. Oh, sad. Stay with us.
Who draws the crowd to play so loud? Maybe it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, maybe it's the guitar man. He can make.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Even if I do believe, without getting highfalutin about it, that sports is important culturally, the fact that it is found in every society throughout humankind history must mean something.
Frank DeFord, one of my favorite writers. You didn't have to like sports to like Frank DeFord, because, hey, listen, I like it across the board. Good writing is good writing, and he's one of the first people that I read. He had a way with words and a way with interviewing folks. At 78, Frank DeFord has died in Florida, his family surrounding him. Apparently he was sick for the last couple of weeks, but I'll tell you what, 18 books and a long-time SI writer back in its heyday when people would run to the mailbox to get their Sports Illustrated. He was in the thick of it coming up with those stories for decades and decades. He knew how to tell a story, that's for sure. So rip Frank DeFord. I will always remember the many, many stories that you told me and the rest of the world. Again, a national treasure, Frank DeFord certainly was that, without a doubt. If you missed what happened over the Memorial Day weekend, hopefully you were celebrating with family, you were honoring those who passed in service to the U.S., or maybe you're watching one of the sporting events I mentioned, the Indy 500, or doing it all, and actually eating one of those hot dogs with the crazy amount of hot dogs that we consume in this country. You might also have been paying attention to what else is happening. For example, you've got the German leader saying, yeah, she's not too she's not trusting the United States necessarily in having that relationship that she had in the past. And then you've got Jared Kushner, who is being investigating, investigators, and we knew this last week, are looking into what Jared Kushner and a Russian banker who doesn't have a known diplomatic role wanted from each other when they met in December. U.S. officials, according to the New York Times, say Kushner may have been trying to establish a direct line to President Vladimir Putin, and a federal inquiry seeks to find out why he wanted one. Now, that would be interesting. They'd have to connect the dots, and if they connected them in the wrong way, bye-bye Jared Kushner, because he would have to go, and then it would be a question of what the whole legal situation would be. But the case is growing, but is there evidence? They have to have the evidence to link that, and who knows? I don't know if they have that evidence or not. The banker is worrisome, but what does that mean? We don't know. And see, here's the thing, because you got to figure with a business person in the White House, it's different than a political person in the White House, where they have those transitions teams that know what's happening on the ground because they're playing that political game. These guys weren't playing that political game. So it's not an excuse, but it's certainly how they could step into it. And I think some of that is happening. But how much is that happening versus do they have evidence? So I just keep saying it again. We've seen these fires before, and then they get put out because there's nothing there. Is it going to be another one of those cases of seeing that? And speaking of the president on Memorial Day, of course, where was the president? He was paying tribute to the fallen troops that I've mentioned here, and that's what presidents do, and it's his first public remarks since visiting overseas, having a 9-day overseas visit. So his comments, of course, were geared toward honoring those who served the country. By the way, we also have this news of Manuel Noriega, dead at the age of 83, the very brash Panamanian dictator and sometime American ally, sometime is the key, who was ousted in a U.S. invasion in 1989. He is dead. He is dead. So that is something that will certainly be discussed in the next day or two as to the impact of Noriega and the relationship he had with the United States. How about this? I went to see Pirates of the Caribbean over the weekend. I enjoyed it. There were some people in the movie theater. It wasn't empty, but it wasn't jammed. And apparently, over this Memorial Day weekend, between Pirates of the Caribbean and Baywatch, lowest box office in 19 years, as far as people going to see any of the films that were out there. So, not a lot of people going to the movie, and movies rather. And you think, well, why is that? Why aren't people going to the movies? Is it the cost? Is it the inconvenience? Is it, what is it that would take people away from wanting to go, you know, wanting to go to the movies? And I think it could be all of those. It could be the fact that it can be streaming movies cheaper in your home versus going to a theater and paying now, gosh, 10, 11 bucks a seat. And especially if you have a family, a big family, some people I think are going to say, well, we'll just wait and we'll just rent it. And so whatever you have to pay for the rental charge, it'll still be better for us, and we can wait, and I think that's part of it. And, boy, if you're in the movie business, what do you have to do to pull people back into movie theaters? The thought is, and we know we had the head of the marketing for Cinemark on a couple of weeks ago in our Forbes Books at Bedtime conversation, and he talked about the whole idea of the event, of coming to the movies, and it's an event, and you can get great food, and you can get whatever kind of service really that you want within reason. And, of course, there were different things that were being offered and special nights and whatnot. And I think of the movie theater and the movie, those who own movie theaters and the movie industry, that's what they got to do. They got to come up with ways to make it an event and have people want to come and be part of the event or come and just go to a movie, either way, so that you kind of offer both of those things and they can decide from there what they prefer to do. Because 19 years, the worst in 19 years, boy, that is not, that's not good. Certainly that is not good. Do you know that JFK would have been 100 years old and Americans celebrating Memorial Day were, some of them remember that. It's hard to imagine 100 years. And he had kind of a mixed legacy, I guess you would say. I have been to the Sixth Floor Museum many times. As I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's our satellite broadcast facility. And he, because of that, I think he is popular, or he was popular in his time in office and then not popular with some, but what he did was kind of brand a new kind of politics. So you think about his life and being elected to Congress, elected to the Senate, getting the Pulitzer Prize, people forget that, for his book Profiles in Courage, elected to the United States, President of the United States, rather, in 1960. He was the youngest at the time. He created the Peace Corps. He approved the failed Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961. The idea was to overthrow Fidel Castro, and that was black mark on his presidency, I think. He signed a nuclear test ban treaty with the Soviets in 1963. He asked Congress to approve $22 billion for Project Apollo with the goal of landing an American on the moon by the end of the 60s. He also escalated the involvement in Vietnam. And by the war's end in 1975, more than 58,000 U.S. troops were killed in that conflict. Oof. And then, of course, sadly assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald in Dallas. Unless you're a conspiracy theory person, you think that it was a combination of people. There's plenty of conspiracy theories still floating around. But that sad day, November 22nd, 1963. Wow, he would have been 100 years old. Can you imagine? Hang with us. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime here on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Really, really, really excited to jump back into this for this edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime with Dr. Roy Smythe, Chief Medical Officer, Healthcare Informatics at Philips. And we had just really jumped into what he's calling is the third wave and technology, and what technology, Greg, will ultimately do in the future. Just a complete game changer. Blows my mind to sit and think about where we'll be when we get to the so-called third wave. As Dr. Smythe said, imagine you get up and you know exactly the kind of medication you should be taking, and that voice, that technology tells you that, or tells you, hey, guess what, you need more nutrients.
Well, and where I'd like to see this conversation go, Dr. Smythe, is you started to bring up a point about how all this collection of data that's very personalized is, you believe, going to change the very relationships between us as people. And can you pick it up from there?
Sure. Well, thank you. You know, the people that study the nature of conflict and war say without surprise that things like religion and race and traditions and the differences in international laws always have an impact on the likelihood that conflict and war will take place. And obviously, those are differences that we identify. Some of them are external differences that are obvious, and some of them obviously are man-made. And there's not a lot of connectedness around the world. You know, we're not. You know, I would say the only thing that sort of would render this, I think, more or validate this more is this concept is that think about what happened with the Arab Spring because of the simple connectedness that we had across platforms like Facebook and Twitter. But, you know, the concept here is that what if we were connected, you know, in a large database, global database, by the only thing that we really share, and that's our biology and our biologic imperative and then our desire to persist as humans on the Earth for as long as possible. You know, might we begin to think of those external differences, all of which, you know, are, play a role in conflict differently? Might we minimize those and focus more on the interconnectedness and the importance of staying connected with individuals around the world? And, you know, might we think twice about, you know, pointing our guns and missiles at those that could benefit our children and grandchildren if we stay connected?
So when you get up and go to work every day as the chief medical officer in charge of healthcare informatics at Philips, you ultimately see that your job is, in a sense, kind of saving the world, not just in terms of healthcare. I mean, and obviously I'm being a little lofty about that, but you're painting this picture of how this kind of information, which might start with us thinking we're doing something as simple, obviously I'm being facetious about simple, but as simple from a technological perspective as gathering people's healthcare data, because people are wearing Apple Watches now. I mean, it's completely conceivable, but you're really saying by gathering that data, there can be all kinds of downstream, incredibly life-changing consequences.
Yeah. Well, obviously, getting to that second wave where, you know, we effectively collect information from individuals and from provider interventions and so forth, and empowering the providers to be, you know, more effective, efficient, and equitable is what I really get up every day and try to work on. But I like to think this third wave could happen. And, you know, and the question I like to pose to people is, you know, why shouldn't, if there's going to be some big societal change in the future that, you know, we've been yearning for, I don't know, maybe 50,000 years or so, why shouldn't it come from healthcare? You know, if we're going to, if there's going to be a change in the way that we view each other as human beings, that's, you know, a salutary change, something that's good, and why shouldn't it come from the only profession that's really always had as its goal altruism, preservation of life, at least
quality of life, right?
Quality of life, and so forth. Yeah. So why shouldn't it come from medicine?
Yeah, good point. You know, and in talking through this, it's interesting, Dr. Smythe. I keep thinking of you in the white medical coat, and I realize, you know, as the chief medical officer, there's got to be some sort of a transition in this with you, with everything that you're doing in making the second wave and pushing there, and then the third wave. What's that transition been like for you? Because you're a medical doctor, you're a trained surgeon.
Well, there was definitely a transition. I've been on the industry side for about for almost 5 years now, and although I obviously am a physician and I love my physician colleagues that I grew up with and that I know around the country and around the world, I would say that there is a bit of a syndrome where physicians, you know, might think that because they understand this highly complex, you know, science and business of healthcare, that they understand everything else. And I can tell you personally that that's not true. There's another set of things to learn on the corporate side of healthcare that are important to learn, and I'm still learning those. So, you know, the goal for me in the transition was important, though, because I felt like that, you know, perhaps I could have a bigger impact on healthcare working from the outside in than from the inside out.
Well, so I have to ask, given that we're doing this for a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, it sure sounds like there's at least one book in here. Is that part of the way you might reach the world?
Well, Abraham Lincoln once said that the only thing that matters is public opinion. And I don't think that, you know, any large-scale societal change project obviously requires that society gets involved. And I don't think that the delivery model of healthcare, you know, both in North America and around the world, is going to change. I don't think we're going to get into and through the second wave of healthcare unless individuals are asking for it. So I do think appealing to the hearts and minds of the general public is important, and I do think, you know, writing is one of the ways to do that, and of course the work that you do is important as well.
Well, and of course, I mean, to take the conversation in another kind of surprising direction, since we started out talking about healthcare and now we're talking about all kinds of things, you know, having to do with a better world beyond the actual healthcare itself. You know, as your point is, you know, public opinion counts for a lot. In today's world, reaching people to motivate them to both act and be aligned, that world has changed. A book is one part of that, but, you know, so is Twitter, so is LinkedIn, so is Facebook, and so is Snapchat. And in your field, do you see all of those things as playing a role in the second and third wave as well?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I was just having a conversation with someone yesterday about I'm sort of a book nut, and you know, my house is littered with books in every room, and my wife is always asking me not to go to the bookstore and stay off of Amazon. But you know, I was talking to someone else. You know, I've got, you know, hardback books, and I've got books on my personal iPhone. I've got books on my business iPhone. I've got books on my laptop. I've got books on my desktop. So I think that, marketing people know this better than I do, but I certainly think that appealing to the hearts and minds of individuals via whatever mechanism possible it will be needed. You know, being smart about it, you know, making sure that, you know, when you're appealing to them, that you're appealing to them about the things that matter to them most.
You know, we started this out, and of course, the name of the segment on the show is called Forbes Books at Bedtime. So the question that we've been asking everybody, Greg and I, Dr. Smythe, is what is it that keeps you up at night?
Well, I don't sleep much, so as much as I should. So basically, everything keeps me up at night. But, well, I think that what keeps me up at night about this, in the context of what we've been talking about, is just, you know, moving more quickly. Healthcare is the most complex industry in the history of mankind. When you think about the biology of illness and its complexity, and you know, the biology of pharmacology, its complexity, the complexity of business model healthcare, the regulatory issues, you know, the process of delivering care both locally and across distances. It's the most complex industry of all time. But, you know, we've reached this point at which we know that the old model no longer works. And we've extended the lives of individuals from the mid-30s to the mid-70s over the last 40 years, largely through the efforts of public health. And now what we know is that so it's interesting, sort of a Malthusian crisis. Thomas Malthus said in the 1690s that we're going to run out of food, and it's a perverse calculus that he said was in play, because we've been so effective at producing food up to this point that the population's grown, and now because the population's grown, we'll outstrip our ability to feed them. And people are going to starve. And of course, he turned out to be wrong, because the model of food production was changed over time. And, you know, the population continues to grow, but most of the people around the world are being nourished. We've done the same thing in healthcare. So Malthus is wrong about food. As it turns out, he's right about healthcare. We've extended the lives of individuals using public health and sanitation and vaccinations, you know, from the mid-30s to the mid-70s. Now we've got a lot of people and a lot of older people. And unless we change the model of the way that we deliver healthcare, there's going to be a crisis at some point. We already feel like it's somewhat imminent. And certainly we're not going to be able to get beyond this place where we are now, where chronic and preventable disease are sort of ravaging not only the first world, but now the third world as well. So, you know, we need to change the model to prevent that Malthusian crisis for healthcare. And I guess that's what keeps me up at night. I'd like for it to go a little bit more quickly.
Perfect place to end this. Dr. Roy Smythe, Chief Medical Officer, Healthcare Informatics at Philips. What a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight. Welcome back to America Tonight. To me, it would be absolutely unimaginable to lose a 17-year-old child to anabolic steroids. And that's exactly what's happened, sadly, years ago to our next guest, who has a very definite message to spread. And his name is Don Hooten. He's the chairman and executive chair of the Taylor Hooten Foundation. And Don, boy, thanks so much for joining us. And I think your son would be proud because you're really trying to fight the battle. But let's talk about Taylor first. And what kind of a young man was he, and what happened?
Taylor was a great young man, Kate. He was, you know, very popular with the girls, made good grades. He was carrying a 3.8 grade average, very active in our church. The very last kid anyone, whether it was his friends or adults, would have suspected was using any form of drugs. He was a high school baseball player and trying to get bigger to make the varsity baseball team. And unbeknownst to the coaches, half of the boys on the high school baseball team were using anabolic steroids. And Taylor didn't need to look far to figure out, you know, how they had achieved their objectives of getting bigger. And 7 months after he started using these drugs, he died. And we've been on a crusade ever since.
Tell us about anabolic steroids and what they are for people who have no idea.
Anabolic steroids are quite simply various forms of synthetic testosterone. So what the males are doing, in fact, some of the girls are doing, which is even crazier, but what the young guys are doing is injecting themselves with excessive amounts of testosterone. So when you do that, the anabolic effects are it makes you, you know, bigger and faster and stronger, just like testosterone does, especially when the young guys are going through puberty. Or also the what's called androgenic effects, it affects your sexual characteristics and sexual organs. It's a very powerful drug, and if you're trying to get bigger and faster and stronger, I'm here to tell you these drugs work, and they work very effectively, but they are very, very dangerous and have terrible side effects.
Yeah, and how old are some of these kids that are starting to use those anabolic steroids?
At the youth level, the median age for starting is 15 years old. Ooh. Let that sink in for a second. We've talked to or seen news stories and talked to families where their kids have started using it as young as 13. But thank goodness that is a great exception to the rule. But by the time they're in middle school, it's time to start talking to them. And as I tell parents, when they get to high school and college, it's not if they're going to be exposed to these drugs, but when. It's very widespread and going on everywhere.
You must hear all kinds of stories with your foundation. Are people writing you notes and calling you and sharing maybe their really sad stories as well?
Yes, we get calls from parents almost always when there's been a tragedy, and, you know, like ours, and some young person has met their fate using these drugs. But, you know, we keep up with the news on this topic, and there's just always, always stories that are going on. You know, the most concerning news stories of late, the most recent studies that are out, show that to 7% of our kids, that's boys and girls, athletes and non-athletes, 7% of our high school population admits that they are or have been using anabolic steroids. And, Kate, those numbers are horrifying.
So question is, how easy is it to get those steroids?
It's very, very easy for the kids to get their hands on this stuff. For anybody that's sitting in front of a computer, type in the words, buy steroids online. And I'll be surprised, depending upon your search engine, if you don't get somewhere between 3 and 5 million hits. And it doesn't take but a second, a few moments, to figure out how easy it is to buy the stuff online. If that's too much trouble, just go into any gym where the big guys are working out. You know what I'm talking about, the guys with the muscle shirts and the free weights. And you can just assume that if you hang around that area of a gym for several nights, it'll become quickly apparent how easy it is for the kids to pick up their stuff there. My son Taylor was purchasing his from a young dealer, 19-year-old punk that he met at our local YMCA.
Wow. Unbelievable. So I know you're also getting some help with Major League Baseball players are helping, stepping in, and they're part of your advisory board. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Major League Baseball has been our largest and most consistent supporter since we started this work. Both Commissioner Selig at the time, who started, and now Commissioner Manfred support this effort. And as part of that, they have given us approval to reach out to their players to see if there were players that want to be role models, want to stand up and extol the virtues of playing clean and achieving your objectives the right way. And I'm proud to tell you, Kate, that we now have 40 top-notch players from around the league representing every team on the league.
Wow.
In the league, and they are on our advisory board. We use their images and take them out and have them speak in front of kids. It's quite a contrast to what we were seeing in baseball 10 years ago.
Yeah, if you use their images and they're out there speaking, that's good for people to know. Who are some of the names? Who are some of the people that are helping you?
Oh, there's some of the top guys, whether it be Jake Arrieta with the Cubs or Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers, Dustin Pedroia with the Red Sox. It's like the guys in the commissioner's office tell us, say, Hoot, you didn't just get players. You got some of the top players in the league. And basically, what they tell us, Kate, is they've had enough. You know, they're as tired of, you know, the players that have been cheating as the rest of us are, and they, along with the you know, rules and testing, are, you know, they've cleaned the sport up. It's not completely clean yet, but it's come a long, long way.
Yeah, no kidding. And that is amazing, getting guys like Arrieta and Clayton Kershaw and so many of the others, because, as you and I both know, the high school kids relate to them. They're superstars in the sport, and if they're talking about it, I think that they could have a great reach.
Absolutely, and it's with a positive message. It's
yeah.
Straight, you know, guys, you're youngsters, you don't need to be buying all of these supplements and injecting yourself with banned substances in order to make it to the very top of the sport. Look at me, that's how I did it, the
yeah.
right way, with proper diet and exercise.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, that's terrific. Now, I know there's also, we're speaking to Don Hooten, chairman and executive chair of the Taylor Hooten Foundation. And Hoot, I know that your story is in a book. It's called Suicide Squeeze, and it's about the tragic death of your son and another son. Tell us about that, because of course through stories, you know that that's powerful, and you obviously know that anyway with your foundation. You're sending a message and hoping to reach more people.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked about that, Kate. Bill Cachetas is the author, and he's invested just a tremendous amount of time into learning about this subject. And his book, Suicide Squeeze, follows the story of Taylor, as well as another young man from California named Rob Garibaldi, who was a starting right fielder with the USC Trojans. That'll give you an idea. Really stud baseball player. Both of them began using anabolic steroids, and both of them wound up losing their life via suicide. And it's tragic, but there are a whole lot of good lessons to be learned. And for, you know, parents that are listening, it's a wonderful story, and will provide you a lot of background and information that you can use in helping to recognize this problem and be aware of what's going on in your child's community.
Yeah, because people don't realize that with taking that steroid, it does that to your, it does something to you, and it pushes you over the edge, doesn't it? That could be the other side.
That's exactly right. I mean, because this is testosterone, everybody will recognize what, you know, little boys go through as they go through puberty with the wild and crazy mood swings. I mean, that's normal, but the mood swings become wilder when you take excess testosterone. And we've even got a name for the aggressive side of the mood swing. It's called roid rage. But sadly, the opposite side of that mood swing is severe depression.
Mm.
And what the experts tell us is almost a third of the users coming off of steroids will experience severe depression, and in some cases it's bad enough to result in suicide, like happened to my son Taylor and Rob Garibaldi and a number of other young men around the country.
Wow. Hoot, thanks so much for sharing your story. I want to tell everybody to go check it out at TaylorHooton.org. That's Taylor, and it's HOOTON.org. And if we can ever help you, let us know. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.